local Chicago news station is getting roasted online for appearing to confuse Asian-themed chain restaurant P.F. Chang's with 2018 Olympics host city, Pyeongchang, South Korea. The anchor delivered a report on the political climate surrounding this year's Winter Games on Saturday, and they mistakenly ran a graphic that read P.F. Chang 2018 behind them. The internet, of course, quickly latched onto the error. So, I mean, that's honestly, it's hilarious.
That might be one of the funniest errors, typos, in a long time.
I am actually really surprised that no one's getting offended by it.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, that's
that
could
be, like,
something
taken as something racist, but
honestly, you can't tell what people take as offensive.
Honestly,
it's just, like,
you just take the pure comedy of that, and that's hilarious.
So, P.F. Chang's actually tweeted out, contrary to this broadcast, we're not hosting the games. And, yeah, there's an image of it. Like, it's got messed up Olympic rings in the picture. It's P.F. Chang's wings. It's pretty good. But,
all around.
So, moving on to something more depressing. We had that school shooting yesterday in Florida. It's been declared as a day of mourning by President Trump. And a suspect named Nicholas Cruz, I believe? Yes. Charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. So, police on Thursday vowed to make sure that justice is served after a gunman wielding an assault rifle killed 17 people at a high school here, even as they sought to piece together what could have motivated one of the country's deadliest school shootings. So they really don't know as of yet, like, what happened, but, like, it's just insane that these people are happening. And you were saying something before, like, about a stat where it was like,
29, don't quote me on this, this is just what I've heard, but in this year so far we've had 29 mass shootings and there's been 45 days this year, so that's literally just about two out of three days we would have a mass shooting.
Apparently he pulled the fire alarm and everyone thought it was real, and
they were having a fire going.
They were supposed to have
everyone
have a fire
going.
So that's scary. And then apparently he commented too on YouTube on a video saying, "I'm gonna be a professional school shooter." This was like last year, and the account name was literally Nicholas Cruz. Like, it was literally just his name saying, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." Which is just insane.
Do we know what video that was on?
I'm done saying on here what video it was on, but I'm sure you could probably find it.
I'm sure it's been the comments been deleted.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, probably the video. So then something that's not really as dark, McDonald's is trying their best to make Happy Meals better, at least. So they are cutting off chocolate milk and cheeseburgers from the menu, the display on the menu, but you can still order it as part of the Happy Meal. They're just cutting it off so kids aren't tempted to order it.
Happy Meal secret menu.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's interesting. I think it could work in a way, but I don't think adding a slice of cheese is really going to add that many calories, you know, or sodium or anything like that.
You worked there. You should know how many calories is in one slice of your processed cheese.
Honestly, I have no idea. There are no labels on the cheese that say explicitly, like, how much is in one slice, but I don't think that should really be how they do it. I don't know how they would do it, but
it's
I don't
really
think
hard
that's
to
really
change what were talking about, like, yesterday, like, Dirty Heads, the Sound of Change.
Yeah.
That was really more of their breakthrough album.
Yeah.
That was in 2014. And I love that album.
Yeah.
Arguably one of their strongest.
They didn't get famous until after the album.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 2015, 2016, 2017.
Yeah. Sure, there was Imagine Dragons, like, right around 2012, but
yeah, you had, Night Vision.
I really don't think they have much of their own sound, what you would say. Now, I'm not a huge fan of them, or really one at all, but I will objectively say they don't really.
the analytics, and our secretary Maddie actually got in contact, or was contacted by someone from Ukraine, and apparently his favorite shows are, I forgot what the other one was, but
House Party.
House Party, yeah, I think it was House Party, yeah. And then it was Evenings with DJ Free, which is my show on Saturday nights, so I've got a Ukrainian fan out there. So if you're in the off chance listening, hi buddy, how's it going? I love you. That is all, yep. So, do you want to do the news now, or?
Just do them both in the second hour. You're already at the laptop.
Alright, I get it.
Yeah, bargaining.
I see how it is. So, we're going back to P.F. Chang's over here, or should I say Pyeongchang? So, a news agency messed up big time in Chicago. I mean, to be fair, Chicago, you kind of expect something like that. So they started calling the host city of the Olympics P.F. Chang's rather than Pyeongchang. Now, if you don't know what P.F. Chang's is, that's a chain restaurant of Chinese food.
And it's delicious.
And I guess that could be taken as extremely racist. Maybe an offensive.
I mean,
and
to some people, it's possibly, but.
So P.F. Chang's went out there posted on Twitter, contrary to this broadcast, we're not hosting the games. Smiley face. So they messed up big time, and moving on. So Florida, of course, for the most part, unless you've been living under a rock, you heard about the school shooting that happened there yesterday, and that was extremely terrible, and it's getting insane with all these shootings, but so anyway, this guy went into the school, he was expelled, and...
Do we know when he was expelled?
I don't know exactly when he was expelled, but it honestly wouldn't... I was going to say that day, but then I was like, wait, what are the odds that you're carrying a gun
to
school when you're being expelled?
Unlikely.
That seems unlikely. So, I'm not going to assume. So anyway, he killed 17 people. I think there was a lot more injured. He was caught about a mile away, and I mean, it's just getting insane with these school shootings, man. It seems like every week you hear about one, if it's not like as big as this one, you know, you hear, oh, maybe one person went in and shot like a student, and then that was the other one.
Which is still a school shooting.
Well,
how big or small it is.
It's actually really depressing when you think about it, because like, yeah, those happen like all the time, and you barely hear about them. The only ones you hear about are the ones where someone
they're huge.
And I think this one, you also hear about this one too, because it's right outside Fort Lauderdale in Miami. So that might be part of the reason.
But I mean, you also hear about some sort of ones in less relevant parts of the nation that you wouldn't really think to report.
Yeah. I think it has to do with, a lot of it has to do with the media that's there too. Like, of course, there's bigger news agencies in like Miami compared to like Oh, Bristol, Rhode Island.
You were waiting
stop.
For the bit after a few.
Fortunately, you did.
So do we want... Do we have anything to talk about?
I don't think right now.
I don't think there's anything really.
Nothing. People hear beautiful music and stuff like beautiful voices.
Mm-hmm. What's the next beautiful song?
The next beautiful song is Flat.
It is.
Mark.
Thank you.
Saturday evenings with DJ Crew, especially my Ukrainian friend out there.